Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's another important story that the regular media is failing to tell you. Do you have any idea how much U.S. and global debt levels have soared in the past year? Deutsche Bank recently released an analysis of the changes in debt as a percentage gross domestic product for 31 nations from the fourth quarter 2019 to the third quarter 2020. This statistic is more meaningful than simply stating the dollar amount in the absence of any context. Among these countries, Canada saw its debt as a percentage of GDP zoom more than 75% in the nine-month period. Household, business, and government debt there all soared. Japan was the second highest at almost a 50% increase as a percent of GDP, with government borrowing accounting for most of the increase. The U.S. came in with the third largest increase of about 45%, with an even higher percentage attributable to government. The United Kingdom was the only other nation to see an increase of more than 30%. Among all 31 countries, debt as a percentage of GDP rose more than 10%. This happened despite the fact that household debt in the nations of Spain, Greece, Austria, and Australia actually declined and was almost unchanged in France, Italy, Belgium, Portugal, India, Finland, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, and Mexico. Household debt increased in the U.S. as people were allowed to postpone rents, education loan payments, and generally fell behind on mortgage, credit card, and vehicle debts. Even the record percentage of Americans cashing in retirement assets to cover living costs did not prevent household debts from growing. The overwhelming category of the debt increases were borrowings by governments. Exceptions to this were Norway, China, Russia, Malaysia, Turkey, and Hungary. Soaring official debt is a major impetus for governments to have an interest in driving down the purchasing power of their fiat or paper currencies. As I recently told you, every currency's purchasing power, as measured against gold and silver, fell last year. Unfortunately, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar declined by a greater percentage than most of the others. It's going to get worse. Got gold or silver to protect yourself? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.